countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, there's a place in Kilmeconnock in County Wicklow called Copswood Aviaries, and it specialises in supplying animals and birds for TV productions and films. And the aviary has been in the news recently because there was a fire that gutted the workshop a couple of weeks ago. But Brenda Donoghue went along to meet the owner, Ed Drew. It's a family-run business started by Ed over 30 years ago, and he gave Brenda the VIP tour.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome to Kilmeconnock. You picked a beautiful day for it. But as you're walking up here, you know I have the aviary here, so I supply birds to pet shops and stuff. And I also, I'm a very lucky guy, I inherited this farm, 35 years ago, from two lovely ladies. They were making yogurt and cheese, and I carried on the business. And then I got into a great niche of supplying animals for films and movies, commercials, TV productions. So you're here, and we'll show you around some of our stars. Just to let you have a peep in here, these are different pens for the listeners that can't see. So I have an arrangement of aviaries, probably ranging 40, 50 different sizes of pens and aviaries. And then here, probably to your horror, I have a pen here. It's what would it be? 6 foot by 6 foot square. And there's probably 35, 40 rats in there. They're all tame. They don't carry Wheel's disease. And we use them for productions quite regularly. Someone might want, like we use them on Penny Dreadful, Valhalla.
So are rats popular in movies?
They can be, depending, usually in kind of squalor, like famine times and stuff like that. For someone's in a prison cell, they'd be a mouse. That's why we keep the brown ones. People hate them, the tails are frightening. But yeah, they'd be used regularly for scurrying along the ground or climbing over a bowl of food or something like that to portray, you know, just squalor and misery. So this is one of my favourites. It's a hand-reared raven. I actually bred here on the farm. This raven is sooty. And what we use them in the films, mainly for, like the rats, is normally to portray death. Or sometimes they have prosthetic bodies there and they want them picking a bit of meat out of someone's nose or something like that. So it's always gruesome. Like the rats, it's kind of a gruesome scene rather than a pretty scene.
Can you tell me any movies Sooty has featured in?
He's around a long time. He's been in Ripper Street. He was in Badlands, Vikings, The Other Lamb.
Would it be expensive to have Sooty on set for a day?
Oh, well, I can't really discuss that. But yeah,
but
because it comes as a package. So I'm there as the animal coordinator. The insurance is very, very high to have animals on set because in case they peck someone or kick someone or bite somebody. And then depending on the amount of animal handlers we have on, I'd have to have a crew with us depending on the amount of animals. So yeah, it is a costly business. But we're lucky that most of the animals are trained and the directors love it because they can move on. They're well behaved. One of the biggest challenges we had, we did a movie last year with Catherine Tate in it, with 350 hens. One of the scenes was where the chicken had to stand in the middle of the road and the art director looked for a chicken with attitude. So I kind of scratched my head and thought, right, we want a chicken with attitude. So we trained a hen that the motorbike comes flying along, he pulls on the brake and the guy falls off over the handlebars of the motorbike and the chicken still had to stay there. So that was a long time. There was like 4 or 5 weeks of training of noise, machines, bangs and stuff that the chicken was comfortable and not stressed out with a motorbike literally going at 50 miles an hour and skidding to a stunt at the last and falling off, and the chicken had to have an attitude to look at him. And it did work. They were all very happy.
Just as we walk up your yard here, I see your shed that's been burnt out. It's been in the news a lot recently. What happened here, Ed?
We did a devastating fire here Saturday week ago. 26, my daughter woke up with a noise. So you can visualise a two-span hay shed that was my life for 30 years, our workshop. Everything is gone to the ground. There's nothing left but ashes. As you can see, even the girders, 8-inch girders, have melted with the heat. And some of the pens were attached to it, so we had to let the lemurs out, so that sort of brought the news that there was lemurs yet again running around. Wicklow's happened once or twice before, but luckily we got them back in. But the devastation is done. But that stage, the fire brigade came up, and fair play to the guys, they just extinguished it fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Well, it took an hour and a half in the end because of the amount of hay and stuff. Tools can be replaced. Nobody was hurt. And unfortunately, we lost a few doves and one or two rabbits from smoke inhalation. But it's devastating because it was like the hub of the farm. Everything was in it.
What caused the fire?
I think it was electrical. We can only just work out there was an electrical fault. Mm. There's nobody in the yard that evening. So, yeah, I think it was just an electrical fault.
So, Ed, these are your geese?
Yeah, Brenda, these are probably the hardest working geese in the country. Probably in Europe.
In showbiz.
In showbiz, yeah. As you can see, there's a mixture of colours. There's white ones and brown ones. But I've had them probably 8-9 years in different generations. But they're out on set probably. It's just so easy to manage. They listen to left and right. So if you're walking up, a child is herding him or a man herding with a stick, they'll actually go, if you tell them left, they go left, you go right, they go right. And now they're a starring role in Disenchanted Up and Enniskerry. They're out there last week for 5 days. So this is how you guide them. So if you stay, like we're doing now, probably 3-4 metres behind, so swing a little bit to the left and they'll go to the right, okay, like that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then if you go to the right, they go to the left. But they actually know left and right because they're so used to on set. Constantly action. They do a lot of poo. We have to wipe up on the sets. But they steal the show, as you can see. Look, they're just coming up to us now again, looking for food. Hello.
So who is this?
Probably, but this is memorabilia. This is my... Oh, hold on, I'm talking. This is Rocco. He was on Echo Island. It must be 25 years ago. He's a lot to say. So he was the emblem for Echo Island.
Yeah.
So he's actually 32 now. Still here, loving life. But he's, my pride and joy. You can see he's so tame.
That's a very unusual sound.
It is, yeah. The amount of people come up and he do you know what, he yabbers like an old drunken person going along the road at 11 o'clock at night. Don't know what he says. And he starts laughing. You can hear him, he starts laughing then. He's nodding his head there now as if to say, I'm enjoying that, aren't you? Eh? You're the best boy. Right, we put him in and do you want to pop down and see the bird, Avery?
Yeah. So we're walking through, into your aviary here.
So
gorgeous.
Probably, 30, 40 pens in here. So as I say, this is open to the public. Everything ranges from pet budgies to parrots, different types of rosellas, lovebirds, finches, canaries. So,
Who's starring in Disenchanted here?
Well, there's a lot of animals on the farm here, but this is actually a hand-picked star. He's called Tico. He's a 12-week-old white-faced Scops owl. And he was picked because he wanted a cartoon-looking owl. So they go from caricatures of animation into real life.
Ooh.
So this guy, the director, just loved him because you can see his bright... maybe 8-10 inches high. He's bright, bright orange eyes. So you'll see him on the set. He was out working last week. He was sitting in a cage as dressing. And like this, he keeps bopping. Anything new, he's bopping left and forward, like as if he's doing the flossing dance there at the moment. Mm. As you can see, it's all go with all the movies. We're all so lucky that the movies in Ireland are going non-stop. Happy days.
Happy days indeed. Brenda Donoghue there with Ed Drew from Copsworth Avery's in Kilmacanic in County Wicklow.